Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Several people injured in a shooting in Washington, D.C. We've got the story.
Taiwan signs a deal to buy Kansas beef. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Steve Boyer. Open Streets ICT is returning this weekend to Wichita.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. This hot, dry weather pattern we've been in for quite some time is going to come to an end with a much better chance of rain and thunderstorms this weekend. Our full forecast is on the way.
KNSS breaking news, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has ended his campaign for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination. De Blasio struggled to gain traction in a sprawling field of Democrats seeking the presidency. He announced his decision in an MSNBC interview today. De Blasio launched his bid in May, but his campaign largely failed to take off. Three people were injured in a two-car crash in the 800 block of South Leitner in southeast Wichita just after 2 o'clock this morning. A 27-year-old woman and a 3-month-old female were taken to Wesley Medical Center in serious condition. First responders described the infant as unrestrained in the vehicle. A third person was taken to Wesley with minor injuries. Washington, D.C. police responded to reports of gunfire Thursday night, discovering multiple people shot.
We located six individuals in the 1300 block of Columbia Road sustained gunshot wounds. One of those individuals has been pronounced deceased. The other five remaining individuals have been transported to area hospitals.
Now that's Police Commander Stuart Emmerman. Investigators say two men opened fire with an AK-style rifle, then fled in a car. Wichita police are investigating after police pursuit and a suspect vehicle crashed in East Wichita. Several cars involved in that crash. It all began late Thursday night in Butler County near U.S. 54 and Andover Road and continued west into the Wichita city limits. The vehicle crashed at Kellogg and Webb Road. Initial reports indicated no one was seriously injured in the crash. The Butler County Sheriff says at least 60 cats, some of them dead, were removed from a home in Augusta. Sheriff Kelly Herzit says crews removed the animals from the home Thursday. He says a dead and decaying dog was found inside the home, and it's possible more animals could be found. KTV reports Stephanie Hines, who lives next to the home, says the woman who rented the home would show up periodically to feed the animals and then would leave again. Agricultural leaders from Taiwan have signed a letter of intent with the Kansas Livestock Association in Topeka to continue purchasing Kansas meat products.
Kansas Congressman Ron Estes says Taiwan is committed to buying $3.6 billion in U.S. ag products, which will benefit Kansas.
It's tough times right now with all the trade battles that are going on, and so this is a positive sign for us in the agriculture community.
Last year, Taiwan was the fifth largest export market for Kansas, buying $167 million in ag products. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A community building event will take place Sunday in Wichita.
Wichita Vice Mayor Jeff Bloombaugh announced Open Streets ICT is returning for the third year on Douglas Street.
Open Streets ICT opens Wichita's iconic Douglas Avenue for 4 miles from College Hill to Delano for biking, walking, running, dancing, yoga, and more. Open Streets ICT is closed to traffic during this time.
Bloombaugh says there will be street vendors and music all along the route. You can find out what's happening and when at openstreetsict.com or on the app that's designed to help you navigate the area. The event will run from noon until 5, and streets will be closed until 6. Steve Boyer, KNSS News.
The remnants of Tropical Storm Imelda have flooded Houston and other portions of Texas. Fox's Casey Stiegel reports.
As Tropical Depression Imelda continues moving inland, the system, Texas's first named storm since Hurricane Harvey in 2017, has drenched parts of southeast Texas. In Liberty, an hour northeast of Houston, blinding rains fell at a rate of 6 inches an hour at one point. Roads turned to rivers, with some taking it in stride, but the deluge eventually prompted hundreds of high water rescues across the region.
Officials in Houston saying they received more than 1,500 high water rescue calls. Authorities say the storm has taken at least two lives. KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
We've got a big sports weekend ahead of us, and we'll preview everything that's going to be happening and where you can hear it coming up in sports.
Another state, Missouri, says someone has died as a result of vaping. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are welcoming Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison and his wife Jenny to the White House with a pomp-filled military arrival ceremony on the South Lawn this morning. Morrison is just the second world leader to be granted the high diplomatic honor of a state visit during the Trump administration. Another state says someone has died as a result of vaping.
The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services making the announcement that a man in his 40s has died from getting sick from e-cigarette use. Lung samples taken from the patient at the Mercy St. Louis Hospital determined the death was related to vaping. They were able to figure out that lung function was normal before he started using e-cigarettes back in May. He went to the hospital in late August, and he died this week. John Saucier, Fox News.
Two North Carolina colleges risk losing federal funding for a program that the Trump administration considers religiously biased.
The White House says a Middle East studies program at UNC and Duke unfairly promotes the positive aspects of Islam over Christianity, Judaism, and other faiths. The Department of Education in a letter ordered the schools to revise the program by Sunday or risk losing future grants meant to support foreign language instruction. The letter also saying the department does not see how subjects like love and desire in modern Iran and Middle East film criticism support the development of foreign language and international expertise for the benefit of U.S. national security and economic stability. Academic freedom advocates warn the government could set a dangerous precedent by letting politics dictate funding decisions. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
A man living in suburban New Jersey was charged Thursday with acting on behalf of foreign terror group. Fox's Jillian Turner reports.
42-year-old Alexei Saab from Morristown, New Jersey, is facing 9 counts of federal charges, including providing material support to a terrorist group. The 9-count indictment states Saab served as an operative of Hezbollah and conducted surveillance of possible target locations. Saab allegedly staked out dozens of Big Apple targets like the Stock Exchange, Times Square, the Statue of Liberty, and the UN, as well as transit hubs, including Grand Central Station, the Brooklyn Bridge, and New York airports. Prosecutors say in each location he collected data on structural vulnerabilities, or soft spots, and took notes detailing how close an attacker could get. He sent these notes, along with photos from his phone, straight to his terrorist handlers.
Authorities say Saab entered the U.S. legally in November of 2000 and became a citizen in 2008. He was arrested in July. 7-Eleven now, Steve and Ted. Time for the secret sound here on a Friday morning with Steve and Ted. If you know what the sound is, coming up in a few minutes, you'll have a chance to call in and possibly win yourself a couple of 5-topping pizzas of your choice from Papa John's Pizza. Here is today's secret sound. All right, got a clue for you. This is a cooking sound, the secret sound. Again, we'll be playing that for you. Again, coming up here in just a few minutes. 7-Eleven, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And in traffic this morning, well, things moving right along for the most part out there on Wichita roadways. We're seeing some areas of heavy traffic. Just watch out for pockets of heavy traffic, especially eastbound Kellogg over on the west side. Seeing some heavy traffic also this morning around I-135 southbound at K-96. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Got a lot of Friday night football coming up. Will we be wearing our raincoats and be drenched out there? Let's find out. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast now with Kansas Today meteorologist T.J. Springer. Good morning, T.J.
Happy Friday, Steve. Thank you. Same to you.
Happy Friday.
How's it going?
Yeah.
I know you really begged a big question there. I think this rain is going to come with a price, or I should say the cooler weather is going to come with a price, because we do have to watch out for some showers and thunderstorms as a couple of disturbances move our way. One moving in to western Kansas as we speak, going to bring the potential for some isolated showers and thunderstorms. Also ahead of some remnants of Imelda that are getting pushed up northward into our region. So nothing terribly widespread, but the potential for some isolated showers and thunderstorms. So I'd say probably bring the umbrella, the rain gear, just in case if you are heading out to any of the Friday night football games. A couple of those could be severe west of the Wichita Metro. Overnight, we'll keep that chance around. The clouds thickening up, keeping us still mild into the overnight, dipping back into the upper 60s. Tomorrow is when this next front moves in, and this one going to have some better ingredients for the shot at some severe weather. More scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon, with highs near 84. Some of those could include some gusty winds and larger hail. Overnight, a better chance of those rain and thunderstorms yet again, with lows near 69. The current temperature right now in Wichita, 72 degrees.
All right, sounds good. We got a good chance for rain tomorrow then, huh?
Yeah, you know, I think it's been kind of dry. We really haven't had too much appreciable rain over the last week or so. And I know monitoring the drought conditions, I know probably the lawns and crops could definitely use a drink. So right. I think definitely a better chance for sure, right. Steve.
Thank you, TJ. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist TJ Springer. 7:14 now, Steve and Ted. This is Friday, September 20th, 2019. On this date in 1984, The Cosby Show, starring Bill Cosby, debuted on NBC. That was in 1984, and they had a pretty good run with that show. In fact, a very good run. Now, yesterday, Ted Woodward and I were down at Century 2 with several hundred other people at the Wichita Regional Chamber of Commerce Exposure, which has been going on now for several years. And this is just a big, they get together all these exhibitors in the exhibition hall there, and all these business people, and it's a great place if you're interested in any kind of business, just to get down there and to circulate and do some networking and trade your business cards. And we had a booth down there, and I got to tell you, we had just a number of people coming up and saying hello to us and talking about how they loved this Steve and Ted show. And I told them, you know, okay, we'll talk about you on the air. How's about that? So Ted and I made a list of people and we want to just give them a shout out real quick if we can.
Okay.
Alan Peel was there. He did not claim to be a doctor, but Alan says he works in the medical field.
Okay.
And then he got kind of specific about it. And of course, his explanation was completely lost. But Alan, thank you for listening. And then we had Cody from Summer One. Thank you, Cody. Jason Titus showed up. Jason works at the Specialist Group, which is the newer version of the Business Specialist, a place where my wife worked many, many years ago. She worked there as a receptionist for a couple of years, and she dearly loved those guys. They represent people to be hired. Employment agency, yeah. And so Jason was there. Thank you, Jason. Buck Cates, who's with Lease Finance Partners, he had a good story about his. He moved here from Hayes, and his daughters. He told me about his daughters, these two guys that wanted to date him, and what happened. And I'm not going to go into it. It's too personal, but it's a good, happy ending to it. But Buck, have somebody ask you about it today. He'll tell you about it. Big Al from Davis-Moore. Have you ever seen Big Al?
No, I haven't.
Big Al came over and made sure he wanted us to know that he was Big Al from Davis-Moore.
All right.
And I said, we're Big Steve and Ted from KNSS. This guy was just going around. He's a little outlandish. Big Al's bigger than life. Chris Yockley from Compassion Air was there. And, of course, we're talking with Deb Schmitz and Katie Timken from NCRI. We're going to be doing something, I'm going to say, presents for packages, packaging presents. Anyway, we're going to do something with NCRI, KNSS, and it's going to be involving sending packages overseas for Christmas.
Oh, cool.
I'm not going to spill the beans right now, but it's going to be a really neat deal, and you'll have a chance to get involved in that. So it was nice to Deb and Katie, they had these goofy little ball caps. Each of them had a carrot sticking out the front of it.
A carrot?
Yeah, so I had to give them a hard time.
Was it a real carrot?
No.
Fake carrot. Okay.
And I don't know what the significance was of a carrot coming out of the hat, but you know, whatever. It was fun. And we had one guy stop by that I hadn't seen in many years, a guy named Al Jamieson. Now, Al had worked with us at KFH back in the old days, back in the 80s.
Oh,
and,
wow.
He's since then, he's got into the advertising business. And Al stood there, and we just swapped the old war stories about radio for about 30 minutes. But I got to tell you, that Chamber of Commerce mixer called Exposure, it's a good deal. If you missed out on it this year, you might want to put it on your calendar and say, I want to be involved in that next time around. Because there was hundreds of people down there. And a lot of business going on, a lot of exchanging ideas and information. And that's what business is all about, networking. So thanks to the folks at the Chamber for having Steve and Ted down there. We had a great time and, and met, as I said, a lot of great listeners. 7:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We doing sports now? Yes, we are. Jad is on the sports desk.
Oh, we can.
You've got to. Would you rather do this?
No, we can do sports now. That's
fine. Go ahead. We're so flexible.
Yeah.
We're going to do the secret sound in just a minute.
Right.
All right. Go ahead, Jed.
All right. Well, we'll start with Wichita State volleyball.
Volleyball. All right.
That's right. The Wichita State volleyball team. Unfortunately, they fell to number 15 Creighton yesterday, 3-0. That was in the opening match of the Creighton Classic yesterday in Omaha. So Wichita State is now 3-7 on the season. Shockers back in action this afternoon with a match against Wyoming. And that's going to be at 2 p.m. The Shockers, tomorrow, they've got a big test. They're traveling to Lincoln.
Uh-oh.
They're going to face number one Nebraska there tomorrow. So, tough one tomorrow in Lincoln for the Shockers. High school football action last night. We've got Goddard Eisenhower. They completed a fourth quarter comeback to beat Andover, 20-14 in Andover. Southeast won a shootout with North, 51-38. Come back there, too. They were down at halftime. A full schedule of high school football tonight. And over on KFH 1240 AM 97.5 FM, we've got high school football, Wichita Northwest Grizzlies on the road at Great Bend. And you can hear that pregame start at 6:30, kickoff at 7. College football tomorrow over on KFH starting at 10 AM. The Tennessee Volunteers in Florida facing the Gators. That's going to be followed by KU football on KFH. KU hosting West Virginia. Right over here on KNSS tomorrow night, we've got Butler football. The Butler Grizzlies hosting Dodge City. Pregame start at 6:30. And, of course, on Sunday, Kansas City Chiefs football right here on KNSS. Two of the NFL's most exciting young quarterbacks and their high-flying offenses meeting Sunday at Arrowhead. Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens visit Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Both teams 2-0 heading into KC's home opener at Arrowhead. Pregame start at 11, kickoff at noon. That's right here on KNSS. Over on KFH on Sunday, we actually start with baseball. It's the final game of the Kansas City Royals series with the Minnesota Twins. Twins won the first game of that series yesterday, 8-5 in Minnesota. That Royals game will be followed by NFL action, the Houston Texans visiting the Los Angeles Chargers, and then the Sunday night game, the Cleveland Browns hosting the Los Angeles Rams. And, Steve, kind of a weird one. Two suspects penalized after they stole a life-sized cutout of Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. This was in Lawrence. They had a wreck as they fled. Lawrence police spokesman Patrick Compton says a man and a woman grabbed the life-sized cardboard Mahomes at a McDonald's. This was back on Monday. They ran out of the store, jumped into a car, and sped off and crashed almost immediately.
Uh-oh.
Officers investigating the two-car accident saw the cutout in one of the vehicles. That had to be a little strange. Hey, you have any... You know why there's a big life-size Patrick Mahomes in your passenger seat there?
Yeah. What's that all about?
Well, they found out it was stolen, so the two were issued notices to appear for theft, and the Mahomes was returned to the McDonald's. That's sports on Steven's Ed in the Morning.
Hey, less than an hour from now, Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, will be with us here with Steve and Ted, giving you a preview of that big game coming up this weekend and taking on Baltimore up there at Arrowhead. We're going to talk with Mitch here less than an hour from right now. And now, the secret sound. We're going to play it again for you. Go ahead, Jack. Here's a clue. This is a breakfast sound. Think you know what it is? Well, here in a few minutes, we'll play it again for you. And you'll have a chance to phone in at 869-1330 and possibly win a large five-topping pizzas of your choice from Papa John's Pizza, The Secret Sound with Steve and Ted. 722, keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's Morning Update. What is the degrowth movement? That's coming up, Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.